We have so many talented people. Not all in my group, of course, but I mean in the world we have. So any of you don't think that you are something, okay? It's just your ego that makes you think that way. It's just the maya that deludes you into believing that. When you know nothing, you can't do much to anybody. And you let these so-called followers boost you up and harm you because they just keep pumping your ego and then you do wrong. You become arrogant and went in the wrong way and lead all of them the wrong way. Some even call themselves something like joy, like radiant world Lord even. Where do you get such thing? Huh? How do you get this kind of shangtejoira? And then also Prince of the Heavenly God. Another guy said he is the last son of God, the last child of the Jade Emperor, or whatever. What a talk to deceive the poor vulnerables. But I look all over heavens, never saw any last prince anywhere. I ask all the heavenly kings, they don't know such an entity. Maybe God doesn't know that has a last son? Huh? Or maybe this man has no real father, or he doesn't know who his father is. Yeah? Possible. Oh, dear God Almighty. Nowadays, so many fake stuff everywhere, selling online already, and in supermarket, anywhere you can find, in any country. But there are even such useless men trying to sell Buddha and God on the internet and on the ground. Maybe they don't want to get a job, these men. It's too much hard work, eh? It's easier just to play the holy and get others to work and feed them for free. That's what they think. Because I saw them everywhere on the internet since I work with it. It's the first time in recent years that I even know the internet had such things. I look all over everywhere, all very low level or astral level or zealous ghosts, zealous demons level. And oh my God, everywhere they just jump on the internet, taking up space. Yeah, just say anything and ask for, what is it? And ask for you to subscribe. Oh, dear God. Just go home, man. Find an honest job. Instead of taking all this empty name and fame and money and then have to go to hell with it. And taking many people, misleading them, who also go to hell with you. These sins you can never wash off. I'm telling you, because it's a bad sin. Offending all the Buddhas, offending God, lying, abusing their names, their statues, their power, and cheating other people, the vulnerable people, who don't know much better. Ah, God, you don't really know hell exists. I'm telling you, hell really exists for such people like you. If you are really people, you must be from hell or working for Maya, for the illusion king. Otherwise, you wouldn't dare do this, say this, because you would know that hell exists and you being there forever.
Con của Thượng Đế,
con út của Ngọc Hoàng Thượng Đế gì nữa?
Hmm? Where did you get that? With what you think you're worthy of all those titles and other Phật Di Lặc, Maitreya Buddha? What do you have to be worthy of that name? How dare you? How dare you be so arrogant and offend the Buddha like that? Oh, you really do not know what hell is. One day you will know. If I have not saved your physical life by interfering with all the universal offices, you would have been dead already.
Yeah, I saved your life to give you more time to repent and repair. But you use that precious time to slander, cooking up fake stories instead.
And I could have helped you get out of hell, also guarantee. But you deny, you say you're not my disciple.
Then slander me also, to cover up your falsehood and your embarrassment. You said you just went to me only to check me out, huh? You only wanted to check me out, but took my teachings and my style and brought them out to gain fame and profit for yourself, without any inner power to lift anyone up, least of all, to liberate them. Is it fair? It's robbery. All the heavens know that. So, how can you escape hell?
Because of your denial, I could not help you to avoid that forever hell. You will see it. If you proclaim that you are Maitreya Buddha, for example, then you would have known it by now.
So you didn't know? Of course.
You are fake. Huh? And you would know what hell is and what kind of sin will take you to hell. But you know nothing. That's why you dare to do all this fake stuff, just to gain fame and fortune. So that means you're not a Buddha. The Buddha doesn't do this kind of thing, man. Huh? Whatever you do, it's just... And you don't even know how to write Vietnamese well. You keep saying you're Maitreya Buddha, and you say you're hiding in Taoism. Why would you hide? Huh? What did you do? If you did nothing wrong, why do you have to hide? And you have just a handful of followers. Who's going to harm you? Who's going to care about a little small potato like you that would even harm you for what? So that means you're not the Buddha, because if you are, you would know. You would know what hell is, and you would know what kind of sin will lead you to hell. So you should do everything opposite. You don't even know how to write. You just copy my writing or copy somebody else's writing and put your name on it. Shameless. A Buddha doesn't do such things. It's too obvious. I don't know who the blind people are who follow you. I guess they left you already. If they have not, that means they are on the same side with the Maya. Heaven told me that. Not to worry about you guys, because those who follow you are Trang Tam Ruma. They are all already believing in Maya anyway, to begin with. You, so-called the creator, or Sang Te Chu, Kum Buddha, and the last prince of heaven, and so-called hidden Maitreya, and all that, etc. Oh, there are many more. I don't have time for all that. We could write many books just for the names of all of you, similar category. You just don't know anything, don't have any power. Just coming out and talking big. In Vietnam, we say, thùng rỗng kêu to, không có gì hết, mà nói nhiều. Gạt gẫm người khác mà không biết sợ trời đất gì hết. You cheating other vulnerable beings without being afraid of heavens and earth. You will see. We all get in there and you will know. So all of you, these I named out are just some examples. There are many more, believe me. You probably know it yourself. So I don't have to tell. I'm just worried about other innocent people. Maybe connected in by relatives, connection or friendship, and then follow them to follow this type of people, of entities, and ruin their lives. And they have to go to a lower realm or hell because of you. You have to think about it. Not only you harm yourself, you harm many more people. And that's why your karma will be very heavy. So all of you type, huh? What do you guys think you're doing? Why do you have to earn your fame and fortune this way? You could just go out and work. You're strong and big body. You can go out and work and earn the honest living like everybody else and clean your karma. Find a real master to teach you. Huh? Why do you have to teach people? For what? My God. Or a man even, you know? I haven't seen any woman come out and claim herself to be the Buddha in competition with me. Just men. I guess women are smarter. President Trump said women are smarter than men. Maybe he's right. All of you, you turn. Okay? Now, before you go to hell and cannot repent quick enough, when you go in that hell, you cannot get out ever. In the Buddhist sutra, it is stated like that. You should never pretend to be a saint or Buddha if you're not. Because you don't do anything right to help anybody. You just talk wrong dharma. Or just teach them some movements, qigong or whatever, you know. I know some qigong people. One of my monk disciples, he's a very great qigong person. Because he demonstrated it many years ago in front of me. He's still alive. When we had a gathering and some of the monks came out showing what they can. So he was the one. He's still alive. And he's working in my lamp factory. People use, you know, a big spear. I think we still have the video somewhere, decades ago. Or maybe a long rod of iron put into his throat, you know, where is the sensitive area, the beginning of the throat, you know, next to the chest. They put it there and push it. It never came in. It never pierced through his throat, because otherwise he would be dead. He could not be alive right now. And he has followed me for many decades already. Absolutely loyal, absolutely the good person, so pure. I don't want to tell you what level he is now, but high. Because I don't want you to ruin him and come and make his ego fly up or ruin him in any way. I'm just telling you this. Normally we don't want to, but just telling you this for an example. That's nothing at all. And when I was living with one of the monks together with his four disciples, yes, that monk also taught his followers qigong right in his temple. I was there for a while, because when I first came to Taiwan, the Buddhist Association sent me there. He's already left the world, you know, bless his soul. I had to help him to bring him to the fourth level after he died, because otherwise, if he stays in the three worlds, then he will not be forever liberated, but he is now. Because he was kind, he accepted me in his temple, so I had to do something for him. But it took some time to bring him up to the fourth level, because he's not my disciple. He didn't believe in me, so I don't blame them. Just there are many ignorant people, including monks and nuns and priests. They are all kinds, yeah. Most monks and nuns take long, long time, the whole lifetime, and don't even get out of the three worlds, because they don't have this kind of key that can open their true potential, great self from inside, and locked inside the body and several other bodies. For example, within the five realms, which are the nearest to the earth plane, if that person is on the astral level, then he has two layers of bodies that stop his soul from being free. And if he's lucky to be higher, like the second level, then he still has three plus more bodies covering the soul. There are more higher levels. I talked about them before, where he cannot get out unless there is a master with real power to open the wisdom gate, the wisdom eye for him, and he can recognize the real self. Otherwise, he can practice the whole lifetime and at maximum can go to the top of the third level, but still has to come back because it's still in the three worlds. Even Amitabha Buddha's worlds already above the three worlds. But one of the persons, I think, the monk named Quan Chin, he was already there 600 years before with his master. But then somehow he wanted to come back down to the world again to help. And then he had to go through a lot of hell and humans. I don't think he went through animal people. Could be. But he had to go to hell, and he had to be outside in the field killing other people, in war even, because he completely forgot who he is, that he came from Amitabha Buddha's land, and he's a disciple of the great master, Master Xu Yin. Only at the last lifetime, after 600 years of probably doing everything he had to do in the world, then he came back to Buddha's land one day in order to remember everything. That's how he knew that he was from Amitabha Buddha's land, and then he wrote the book about all that. In one day, he experienced so many things. But one day in Amitabha Buddha's land is many days here on earth. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.